With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump spoke at the Libertarian Party convention over the weekend in D.C. Mr. Trump told the group that his conservative supporters are against Marxism and socialism.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
He also said conservatives are opposed to the abuse of government power.
We stand opposed to government tyranny in all of its many forms. We are opposed to a government that spies on political campaigns. I wonder who that might be. Like they did on me, spies on the American people.
Also in SRNnews.com, independent voters are increasingly unhappy with the economy.
In the University of Michigan's monthly consumer sentiment survey, political independents have drifted closer this year to the negative views of the economy held by Republicans. Independents typically occupy the center ground in the closely watched survey, but that's been changing since January. And it's another indication of the difficulty President Biden faces with voters on the economy ahead of the November election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Wing Luke Museum in Seattle is closed until further notice. Pro-Hamas employees posted on Instagram they walked out in protest of language in the new exhibit, Confronting Hate Together, that they claimed is pro-Israel. The exhibit's described as a contemporary portrayal of racism, hate, and bigotry. Employees say it's, quote, sets a dangerous precedent of platforming colonial white supremacist perspectives, end quote. The museum said it supports the right of staff to express those beliefs. This is SRN News. Well, most Americans support abortion pills, according to a new poll. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 68% of respondents oppose laws that make it illegal for women to get abortifacients through the mail. Majorities of both political parties and nearly all major religious groups also support abortion pills. According to several studies, most women who decide to terminate their pregnancy these days do so by the use of some kind of a drug rather than by surgery. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The artist who created the Precious Moments figurines depicting angelic teardrop-eyed children has died. Sam Butcher was 85. His childhood love of illustrating got a wider audience. When he began telling Bible stories on a children's ministry television show while he drew, that experience led him to co-founding a business in 1974. This is SRN News. The federal government recently reclassified race and ethnicity groups.
Advocates say Armenian, Black, Arab, Brazilian, and Hmong communities in the U.S. are not accurately represented in the numbers the Census Bureau produces. And that could mean they're shortchanged when it comes to budgeting, health services, and political clout. An example, the Census Bureau added a new category, Middle Eastern or North African. But missing from the list of backgrounds were Black Arabs from countries like Somalia and Sudan, and Armenians. Advocates are hoping the subcategories are expanded before the 2030 census. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two Washington State Patrol troopers are hit in separate incidents by drunk drivers. The latest Monday morning on I-5 northbound, a trooper was stopped on the right shoulder when he was hit from behind. More at SRNnews.com.